is. The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Lamont was asked, if all the leagues are doing third-party testing, can you see an opening for wise guys slash mafia to exploit that gap in, quote, convincing ways? No, mainly because those guys don't operate like, especially with the NFL. If they're going to get somebody in the NFL to fix a game, it's going to be the refs.
Yeah.
That's who they're going to go to. And most of the time, if you're going to fix something, it's not going to be something really high profile like that. But I don't think that's an area where they would operate.
We're idiots, because for the longest time, we were like, the NFLs, they're the only ones who, you know, they're lucky because they've got time. They're going to see what everybody else does wrong, and then they're going to do it the opposite way, or they're going to see what people do right, and they're going to do it that way. But it turns out they've just been sitting back like, yeah, we're going to figure this out. And then, like, when the time comes to have it figured out, they're like, oh, already? They wasted this whole window where it seemed like they were the ones that had the answers and the time.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is The Real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975, at MK Pallet. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, and if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed, all available at podcastarena.com. And the Hispanic actor that I got confused was Jimmy Smits,
so
not
racist.
Raul Julia. So, yes, I'm...
It's just Raul Julia. Okay. He goes with a hard J.
Well, he doesn't go with hard anything these days because he's dead.
Well, that's true. I think rigor mortis makes you actually...
Maybe. I don't know. I'll tell you who's not dead.
Allegedly.
Eric Warner.
He looks...
Hey, guys.
Damn near
what's
dead,
going on?
Eric, you look like hell, man.
Oh, did you see that picture?
Yeah, what's going on with you? Are you not taking care of yourself?
I actually have my first haircut appointment in months tomorrow.
Okay, you need it. I mean, you're like your look has always been sort of scruffy, and I think it works for you. But you've gone beyond scruffy now, like to where it's you're getting into Fred's lesbian territory.
Was that like you guys were talking about washed up actors? Was that like washed up actor mugshot bad?
It kind of was, yeah. It looks like something you would have found on Marlon Brando's on his iPhone if he would have had one before he died, like a selfie.
Hey, maybe I need to scrub that picture off of social media.
Yeah, I'd do away with that if I were you. Eric, we didn't want to talk about this before, but I guess we can open up about it now because Eric Warner he's been through Corona. You were Corona positive, right?
See, now this is a great, being that there's not a lot of sports on, I trust you guys are watching the golf, but you are Jim Nantz and I am Jack Nicklaus. Like they did their, I don't know if you saw that revelation yesterday, but apparently Jack and his wife had it back in March and he kept it under wraps all this time. But, it is true. I got it as I was literally, and you mentioned Gumball Rally, Fred. I drove up here to Colorado it was June 27th, and I was like, I did it, I think drive time 1,000 miles from Houston to where I'm at in Colorado in like 12 and a half hours. I was a madman possessed. But I got up here, and I was like, oh, man, I said to my wife, my arms ache, and she's like, oh, it's probably just, from gripping the steering wheel all day. And then the next morning I woke up and I was like, honey, we can't be near each other. I'm pretty damn sure I've got this crap. I had the headache and aches and, the worst for me overall was probably just the, fatigue and the malaise, and then definitely like nausea and other gastrointestinal issues. But never had like the cough or the raging fever or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. But it's weird, man. I think it's like having malaria, even though malaria is not a virus. And I've talked to a couple guys I know who are like in the military and had, you know, malaria. It does sound very similar in that way. It just kind of, you just feel black and you just don't really have any energy to do anything. The other thing that really stunk was the thought of beer was not like when we did the show 2 weeks ago. I was like, I cannot, I have to have a beer in hand when I do the show, because that's just the way we roll. But I literally had to choke that sucker down. So, you know, thankfully, I two things. One, I have no idea how I got this. I know I got it in Houston. That much is clear.
You didn't tell the Colorado folks that you brought it up there from here, did you?
Well, it's funny. Because I got up here on a Saturday night and I didn't go anywhere, you know, Sunday, and then Monday I went to get tested and I got the quick test, so found out right away. So fortunately I had zero contact with anybody, other than my wife and the nurse, you know, who gave me the test. But yeah, the whole like just not being able to go anywhere thing was weird. And you know, I think we're all in a weird mood now anyway, right? We have been. And I couldn't tell if that was like the virus doing that to me or just the COVID. But now I feel 100%, and it was definitely the virus. It gave you this kind of, I don't know, lethargic malaise, just really don't give a crap about anything kind of, you know, feeling. It was really strange. Never had anything like it. I never, you know, I had the fever and I was taking Tylenol, but it wasn't bad. You know, I was never like curled up in bed, you know, shivering, you know, begging for somebody to put a bullet through my head. It was never anything like that. It's so, and you know, you guys have heard, and you know, I the last several weeks, it's been very interesting listening to all the other blitzers kind of relay their comments and how, you know, some guys it barely affected them. And, you know, I know other stories of people I know, you know, not firsthand, but, you know, buddy of a buddy who, and that's the thing that nobody's really talking about here is the deaths. Sure, they're bad. It's worse than the flu, but I think when this is all said and done, there's going to be this whole group of people out there that have really lasting impact. A buddy of mine, his friend, like this guy's having to learn to walk again and talk. You know, he was on the ventilator in the hospital for a while. So I'm just super fortunate that I didn't give it to anybody. My wife is even clear, which is a miracle. And I got off really pretty easy in the grand scheme of things.
Well, and as a beer man, you got off pretty easy because you didn't have any of the taste and smell issues, right?
Oh man, that would have been just crushing to me because I mean, it would have directly impacted my ability to do my job, and I just love, you know, food. I mean, I'm very picky about food, coffee, what I drink, you name it. So, if I would have had that, that would have been awful. So yeah, I dodged that bullet. But that was the first thing I was kind of scared about, was like, oh man, am I going to lose my taste and smell? That would not be good.
Well, how much longer do you plan on hanging out up in Colorado? When should we expect you back in the great state of Texas?
Well, that's a good question. So part of why I was up here back in March was, I can't remember if I told you guys, but working on a project at our sister brewery, the Breckenridge Brewery in Colorado, And, you know, that whole project got kind of, waylaid by the COVID. And then, I was supposed to have gotten going on that again a couple weeks ago and, you know, had to quarantine and all that. So probably sometime in September is my guess, AJ. But, you know, the guys are minding the shop well. We've got the Carb Oktoberfest bubbling away in the tanks. And hopefully we'll be able to, have the brewery open to serve that when the time comes. And I know that's something else we wanted to dive into, and maybe we got to wait and do it after the break or something. But
let's run to a break, because I do want to talk to you about the way that the way that the state is handling brewery closures. So Eric Warner from Carbach on the phone with us. We'll be right back on the other side, and we'll talk to you a little bit more about that, Eric.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Right now, I want to talk to you about my hair, and you know what? It has made such a difference since I went to see Dr. Linville. It's just been an amazing transformation. And yeah, I'm letting it grow out too long right now because I couldn't do that before. And what he does is he takes individual follicles from the back of your head, transplants them to where you're thinning. So basically, it's your own hair. This isn't that surgery where they're making a big cut or anything like that. I was able to go to work that day, and it's my own hair. It's not hair plugs. It's not any of this goofy mumbo jumbo that's out there. It's just moving your hair from where it is to where it isn't. And so many of my friends have gone and had it done now, and they all say the same thing, man. They just rave about it. And right now, maybe you're still working from home. This is a perfect time, because if you're one of those people who doesn't want your friends to know about it, go and get it done now. When they don't see you for 3 months, then they won't realize it, and they'll just say, wow, you look better. You look younger. You look great. Dr. Linville just wants to help people like you, me, and even himself. He had it done, and his hair looks fantastic. You can get a virtual consultation today at 975hair.com. 975hair.com, and just find out what it's about. I promise you, you'll want to get it done. 975hair.com. Well, I should have known it wouldn't be all right, but I can't live without her, so I won't even try. And if I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric. And we're back, and so is Eric Warner, joining us from Colorado. And I know you guys wanted to get into what's going on with the breweries here.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the way that the Texas government has handled breweries versus restaurants, and how they've decided to close things down? Because it really seems like it's completely unsafe to go somewhere and sit down and have a beer, but it's totally safe to go somewhere and sit down and have a beer with a side of French fries. That now you're safe. Kind of explain what it's like on you guys' end, and how these decisions are getting made.
Well, I think that's a very astute observation on your point, and on your part. You know, you've so many degrees. You know that, you know, these are businesses that are typically in, you know, warehouses and have a lot of outdoor seating. I mean, they're honestly, you know, they're kind of the exact opposite of a packed dance floor in a nightclub. So you're right. It probably is about the safest place you could go to have a beer. And the really weird thing is this thing just came out of left field. And the other strange thing is we have some pretty good intelligence, you know, people working on this, right? And you know, in the that are in Austin and kind of know who's who and what's what and all that. And everybody's pretty tight-lipped about it. I mean, there was one one speculation that I didn't give a lot of credence to, that it was actually the Brewers Guild was somehow behind it. But that makes no sense, because, you know, some of their bigger, you know, this is impacting the bigger breweries the most. You know, like in Houston, specifically Carbox, St. Arnold, and Buff Bayou. And those larger breweries tend to be bigger contributors to the guild. So I didn't really give that one much credence. But then the other thing I'd heard was that the TRA, the Texas Restaurant Association, and Abbott have sort of been just loggerheads the last several months, which you could understand, right? I mean, the Restaurant Association wants their members to be able to conduct business. And apparently it's got to the point where, you know, it really has pissed off the governor's office. And they said, well, fine, okay, we'll you're complaining about these breweries still being able to be open. We'll close them and just, you know, go away, leave us alone. We don't want to talk about this anymore. None of that sounds 100, none of those scenarios sound 100% plausible to me. And you know what, AJ, using the word logic and government in the same sentence is probably always a mistake. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's probably the right thing that we're hitting the pause button here, but you know, you hit the nail on the head, the inconsistency with which they seem to be, you know, saying, hey, this type of eating and drinking establishment can be open, but this one can't. There's no rhyme or reason. And to do it, you know, just overnight, you know, it impacts a lot of people and their livelihoods, you know, and that's the real shame in all of this, you know, is that I you know, people who work in bars and restaurants are some of the hardest working people I know, and they just want to work. They want to get in, do their thing, be part of a team, and go home with their tips and their paycheck. And I think everybody just wants some clear direction, and that's what's really, I think, the most unsettling right now is like, what is the next step, guys? Are we going to get more locked down, or is there a target? Like, we want to get Harris County below X number of new cases per day. There's just no visibility into it, you know?
Well, and I was, you know, talking to someone about, in fact, I was talking to Josh Innes about St. Arnold, and he likes to go over to their little beer garden at their restaurant, and you guys have a sort of a similar setup. And, you know, I guess like the rule now is, you know, if you distribute a certain amount of beer, they're counting that into the money that you make off of alcohol sales at your restaurant, which is just crazy.
It is. And you're right. So basically they said, hey, if they used to look at it, they separated out your on-premise operation and said, yeah, as long as you're doing 51% or more food, you can stay open. And then overnight it became, well, no, we're going to now include your, you know, sales to distributors. And then AJ and Fred, you know, if that doesn't smack of some backroom deal.
Oh, or, for sure.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what.
But again, like when you think about who would be behind a backroom deal like that, I don't know what the answer to that is.
Yeah, I mean, I think here's my theory, okay? My personal theory is that, you know, the packaging breweries, so and this accrues more to the bigger breweries, have done great with the packaged beer sales in the last 4 or 5 months, right? I mean, our numbers are way up on our packaged beer. And I'm sure St. Arnold, you know, you pick any brewery and they're going to say that. I think somebody came and said, look, these guys are trying to have their cake and eat it too. you know, we're somebody was. I can't imagine be anybody on the, you know, grocery or liquor side of the equation, because, you know, they're like, hey, we don't care. We're selling a right. ton of beer and seltzer and you name it. So it, I'm thinking it had to be somebody on the bar restaurant side, but I don't, you know, I want to be careful about saying that, because you know, those accounts have been great to us over the years, and I don't want to make any accusations that are unfounded, but that's the only, I guess, road I can think of is who would have been behind that.
Yeah, it just seems like such an odd thing. And I mean, you know what, kudos to you guys. You were able to, you know, focus your business on the packaging side and keep your restaurant employees paid even while they weren't necessarily working. But obviously no business can do that forever. But it just seems like it's somehow going to damage you guys. It like in the long haul, just seems like that doesn't seem like it's something that would work.
Yeah. And you know, AJ, I mean, Carbach, you know, we're on super stable footing. We have, you know, very strong financial partnership. So, but it's, you know, I'm really impressed with what, for example, like the Buff Bayou guys have done with that new brewery. And, you know, they took a big bite of the apple to, you know, take their business to the next level. And I can't imagine, you know, what the owners there, you know, the stress they're under about just, you know, all their financial yeah. obligations. And there, and again, there's a saying, you know, in the business world or investment world, that, you know, what markets hate the most is lack of clarity or visibility. And like I say, how long is this going to go on? You know, that was the thing. There's no, you know, no end point to this. Is it, And how you can run a business that way. And it's no wonder that, you know, so many bars and restaurants are, you know, saying to heck with it. We're going to close our doors. And you know, I'm usually not the guy that says, you know, call your congressman, but they are actually debating now, you know, what the next stimulus package is going to be about. And, you know, the restaurant industry nationally has been lobbying hard to make sure that there's a chunk of money set aside for them. And if any of y'all, Brett, I know you've got so many haunts that are special to you. Now's the time to speak up, and because otherwise, some of these places we know and love, you know, some of them are already gone, and a good chunk more are going to follow. And that's just, yeah, it's not right. It's definitely not right. So whatever you think you can do to make a difference there, by all means, do it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we've talked about this before. It's like they said, well, we got to close the bars. Well, and they're using examples of these giant clubs of people not practicing.
Yeah, nightclubs.
Yeah, and you know, not again, nothing against those businesses, but that's not the same as your neighborhood bars and your brewery restaurants. That where people, where every time I went, they were doing things the right way. And you know, it's frustrating that everything gets lumped in as a bar. And it's frustrating what's happening to you guys for the same reason. It's just, you know, it doesn't have any rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah. And Fred, that, you know, that the problem is, you know, this is truly, you know, I hate to use that word, it's been overused, but unprecedented. And so the politicians are just making it up as they go along. And, you know, I know you joke on the show, and we, you know, politicians they don't get a lot of respect, but, you know, I think they're as confused as anybody. Right. And there's no, I think the overarching problem here is that, again, there's no metrics or goals set up about what does success look like. Like, what do we need to get to be able to reopen? Because I think if, you know, Americans are very wired towards goal achievement. And if He's like, hey, guys, your bars aren't going to be open until we get down to, you know, 100 cases a day in Harris County. You know, here's how you can do it. Well, people get after that. They'll be like, all right, I'm going to do my part. But if it's just like, well, we're shutting you down and we don't really have to give a reason why, and we're not going to tell you when you can reopen. Well, you know, people are going to be like, screw it. I'm just going to do my own thing and F you. I don't know. I don't need you telling me what to do.
All right. That's Eric Warner from Carbach. Obviously some, you know, I'm with you. I don't know if we're to the point to call your congressman yet or what. I don't know. And honestly, I don't know at this point if it'll do any good. I'm sure everybody's called their congressman over something or another in the last several months. And it's hard to know what's going to have any effect on them or not, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on. Enjoy that Colorado weather, man. I'm headed up to the Pacific Northwest next week, so I'm going to get me some of that nice 80-degree day, too.
You guys are taking next week's your vacation week,
We're taking off Friday through Wednesday of next week.
Awesome. Well, you guys have been working hard, and I know this is hard on you guys, too. I mean, I've been listening to the show while I've been away, you know, you guys deserve it more than anybody, and you got to talk about it every day, and I think we're all sick of talking about it. But hey, you know, on the bright side, we might be getting real close to herd immunity here, so this thing may be over before we know it.
All right, man, that's Eric Warner from Carbach. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, bud.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
All right, I got to talk to you about a late health. If you've got BPH or an enlarged prostate, it's not fun, some of the symptoms, maybe you might be urinating too often. You might be getting up at night to go, difficulty starting to pee. If that's you or someone you know, you've probably heard about the possibilities, what you might do to treat it. And if you've heard of these surgical options, they sound terrible. They involve drills and sutures, and it's just it drills in the worst possible places if you're a dude. And you don't have to do that, because Dr. Andrew Doe at Elite Health is the first doctor in Houston to do this PAE procedure. It's a minimally invasive procedure that uses X-ray technology to treat your prostate. You're in and out in a few hours. It's done right there in the office at Elite Health, and nobody's done as many of these procedures as Dr. Doe. He's the kind of guy you want. He's a veteran. He's just, I got to meet him. He's a great guy, and he wants to do what's best for you guys. PAE is covered by most insurance plans. Learn more today, 832-860-4618. That's 832-860-4618, or check them out online at choosepae.com.
We don't get two choppers hanging out of railroad truck.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Can I do what I think is good news, A.J.?
Yes.
It's not being portrayed that way, and you guys can tell me if I'm wrong about this. Because I don't know Rona numbers, but today Mayor Turner came out and announced that there were 884 new cases
in Houston.
Yes, we're just talking Houston right now, which brings the city's total. I'm not going to do the total because I don't know why they keep doing that. But okay, and he basically says, our goal is to flatten and start reducing this curve, and we're going to have to work collectively and blah, blah, blah. We all know that, right? But can I put a positive spin on this, which the mayor's not doing and nobody else is? Now, the negative is you've got 224 municipal and city employees have tested positive, including, I think, 180 firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
So that will affect city services, no question. But let me just throw this out there, and again, I don't know. I could be completely wrong about this, but the 800 cases is the lowest daily number since July the 5th.
Okay, that's positive.
And obviously we hit the record numbers there
well, about a week ago, right? The 2009-62, 2005-41, 2006-61. As of yesterday, there were 1,901. So almost not, you know, not quite half today. Is that, I mean, can we at least say maybe we have a positive trend going? We did have 2 days where they really dropped, but that was the 4th of July holiday. So I don't think people were being tested.
I you know what? I do think there's some positive to that. And I found something else today because I've been looking for this actual, because like, if you look at cases per million people since coronavirus started, New York is still way up at the top and New Jersey is still way up at the top. But things have changed a lot there in those places since then. I found a new cases per million people since July 1st.
Okay.
And if you watch the news, you would assume since July 1st, Texas, Florida, California, Arizona are the only places where coronavirus is, right? That's what the news would have.
Yeah, that's what they tell us.
We have 255 new cases per million people here, which isn't a small number, but it's not as bad as you would think. Like, California has 173 per million, Arizona 214, Texas 255, Florida 482. What if I told you Florida's not even the highest state for cases per million people since July 1st?
Okay.
What if I told you the highest state has 685 new cases per million people? And it's Louisiana.
Doesn't shock me.
Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina.
Basically the SEC.
Kentucky, Kansas, Nevada, and Idaho all have more new cases per million people than Texas in July. So I know, and granted, I know it's just state by state, and I know Harris County is worse than most places. I get it. But it's not as bad as it is in some other places, and they're trying to make it seem like this is the epicenter of death, which I don't know that it is anymore. I think maybe there was a couple weeks where it was looking that way, but I think it's tapering off.
Yeah, I hope so. And somebody says today was an outlier. I hope not. I mean, isn't that better than another 3,000? Yeah, I mean, I know you guys have to find, I mean, have to be scared to death all the time now and have to find the negatives and everything. But I don't think that's productive. And, you know, to me, that's good news. It's not bad news that the number's significantly down from a week ago.
Yeah.
And now, you know, again, that doesn't mean that it's going away, but this is since those peaks a few days ago, this is now 2 days in a row that it's dipped pretty well. And maybe that trend continues, maybe not. Maybe tomorrow we're back to 3,000 and it doesn't mean anything. But, you know, I'd prefer that when there is better news, that maybe we don't try to be so doom and gloom all the time.
Yeah.
That's all.
I'm with you.
So, and somebody says, this is a report from the day before. I would expect Sunday to have less testing. Yeah, but I'm also looking at them week to week over what those numbers were on the same days. So you did have the days where we only had 633 and 340 were July 4th and 5th. So obviously people weren't going and getting tested on the 4th. And then you had the huge spike after that, and then the biggest spike was last week. But, again, seems to be, at least for 2 days in a row, trending downward.
Yeah.
Which would be great. And if it can keep doing that, then maybe we'll be fine.
What do you think of Eric's run-in with the Rona?
Yeah, it sounds like he had what a lot of people have. You know, it just
sounded not that bad.
But again, it treats everybody differently. But in his case, where he's talking about fatigue and not wanting to do anything, it might be also because, you know, there's legal edibles up there.
Yeah,
because that's how I feel when I have those. But no, I think I'm glad he's fine. And, you know, it's going to affect people differently. We just don't know until you get it. And I'm almost certain the more I hear about some of these symptoms. I'm almost certain I've already had it. In fact, I was a stretch where I was really weak for an entire week. So just finished working with the Houston Fire Marshal's office. Can I get a shout out to the Houston firefighters? Y'all stay safe. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You know how we love those guys. Somebody says Monday, Sunday numbers are low. Wednesday's a key day. If still down, we may have peaked. Yeah, except again, I'm looking at comparing that to last week's Sunday, Monday numbers.
Right.
And, you know, they are down from that, for what it's worth. 713-780-ESPN. In fact, last Sunday would have been, what, the, now you're making me do math on the calendar, which I suck at. So last Sunday would have been the 12th, and then Monday would have been the 13th, correct?
Yes.
Sunday the 12th, the number was, let's see, 2962. Monday was 2541.
Okay.
I believe, if I'm reading this right. These charts are hard to read. But it was 2962 on Monday last week. That much I know. 1582 on Sunday. No, I can't tell if that's... Anyway, it's way down. Either way, from last week. So, comparatively speaking. I think you should celebrate with a car box.
I should, and we just talked to Eric, and Eric is, well, he's not doing it himself because he's lazy, and he's, you know, lounging around in Colorado, but his guys, they are busy busting their ass every day to brew that sweet, sweet, delicious Carbach for you. And like I said, something for everybody. You want something light, good pool beer this time of year? I had some on the river. The Vive Cella became one of my favorites. It's good river beer, man. A little salt, little lime, super crushable. The Lil Cella has 96 calories. So if you're trying to keep that, you know, that beach body like mine, you might want to go with the Lil Cella. And then they've got some of the full-flavored IPAs as well, the Hopadillo, the Light Circus, the Hop Tongue. And if you're lucky, you might run into some BBH out there on those liquor store and grocery store streets. You never know. And the party packs out there, 24 beers for around $24, about $1 a beer. Can't beat that deal. Great if you've got a bunch of people coming over. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what's going on at the brewery. And when you're out at the grocery stores, make sure you pick yourself up some Carbach.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Is this Seether's best song?
Possibly.
I think it's up there, right?
It's got
to
be.
I like the song a lot. Okay, let me, just before we get to Dumbass Report, just to clarify numbers here, okay? Just to show you, week over week, I mean, it's a significant decrease because people say, well, Sunday, Monday. Well, last Sunday was 2,486. This Sunday, 1,901. That's down, right? Last Monday, lowest number of the week, 1,582. This Monday, 880. So, again, down about between 500 and 700 cases week over week. So I'm going to take that as a positive unless it just totally flips tomorrow. Deal?
I think that's fair. I mean, listen, it's funny. Like, you know, I don't want to say that we've been overly negative, but I think if we're seeing some positive, that's probably a good sign, right?
Steve sent me a message, look at the TMC website, hospitalizations and ICU have leveled out over the last 4 or 5 days, which is a great sign. So, you know, just I just if there's some positive stuff out there to share, I want to do it, and I want to interpret it that way. So we'll see. But I think that's, you know, that's a good thing. All right.
Also, real quick before we start, Rand Holland on Twitch wanted to know what you put in your Topo Chico. A couple breaks ago, he said it looked like you put something in there.
Oh, Alpha Brain.
Okay.
Yeah. My my secret weapon. I forgot that people are watching me on Twitch. They're watching my every move. Now people know my secrets of how I'm so, you know, so full of belches and brilliance. That's the secret.
I mean, you could have just had flavor enhancer and kept it a secret.
I could have. Yeah. It, you know what? It's super. I like to take. I used to take Alpha Brain with my back before Corona, when I was like, you know, comfortable going to the gym and lifting and stuff. I would dump Alpha Brain and pre workout into a bottle of water and shake it up and down it. And now that I'm not taking, and you know what, my body's probably pretty happy I'm not taking pre-workout every day. It's probably not happy I'm not going to the gym, but there's a trade-off. So I've been pouring Alpha Brain into my Topo. You know, I don't do it every day, but most days. The problem with Topo, if you add something to it, it's a wildfire. You got to be ready to down it because it's going to bubble up on you. Also, tell that guy on Twitch to mind his own business and stop being such a cop. That could have been anything. Could have been ecstasy. All right.
Although I do think Belching and Brilliant sounds like a perfect name for your comedy album.
For my podcast. That's yeah. What I... A guy in Houston, apparently, is being hunted because he's a bank robber. He went to a Wood Forest National Bank on July 8th. And he held up the bank with a note that said he didn't receive a stimulus check or funds from the government to save his business, walked in with his face covered in a black bandana and wearing a hoodie over his head. They approached the teller to request a withdrawal and passed over a folded piece of paper. I didn't get a stimulus or that $10,000 loan, lost my business to COVID, so please make this easy and comply. I will start shooting, so please go get my money. Don't make anything noticeable. I'm not going to say this guy's going to get caught. He said, I don't want to hurt nobody, but I will if I have to. This was a Hillcroft area. Listen, just because everybody's not getting money. If I didn't get a stimulus, I don't get a stimulus check. I can't go say, hey, I didn't get that check. What's up? Where's my money? Because, I mean, maybe he didn't qualify. That happens to some people. Happened to me.
Not wise, guys.
Chattanooga Fire Department. Tell me if this sounds like a good idea. Hey, buddy. You want to go fishing off by the dam locks? Sounds like a good time, right? Let's go over there, man. They got turbines are on, but that's where the big fish are. Yeah. They were fishing. Got caught in the locks when the turbines were on. Boat was pulled into the locks, trapping the fishermen. CFD officials had a lockmaster and TVA turn off the turbines and dispatched a fireboat as precaution. Rogers said the water flow was cut off, allowing the fishermen to free themselves. All three were uninjured.
Dumbass!
You know, there usually is good fishing near those, but you don't get close enough.
Yeah, and there's signs that say, hey,
yeah, stop here.
Don't put your boat here. It's dangerous. Oddly enough, that's not my only two fishermen story. Two fishermen got in trouble. Actually, no, eight fishermen got in trouble for killing two dolphins. Why do you think they killed those dolphins?
I would not know.
Well, I'll tell you why. They wanted to use the animal's teeth to ward off evil spirits.
Oh, boy.
So they were going to make jewelry from dolphin teeth. And apparently that would ward off the evil spirits. The Chinese culprit said that it would keep away demons. The idea is a superstition believed by people in their hometown. Police said the gang cruelly killed dolphins, a protected animal species. Two have been arrested while the rest are on bail pending a trial.
You know what else keeps demons away?
Everything.
Because they don't exist.
Yeah. Or if, like, praying... That's how they do
or,
it.
Or, you know what?
That's the old school way of doing it.
Or a magic sword.
Yeah, that would work too. The police chief in Davie, Florida has resigned. And the circumstances are odd. Dale Ingalls, been on the force 22 years, resigned this week. And part of it was he had a deputy die. And this is about 3 months ago. He died from coronavirus. Very sad story. The problem is Sheriff Engel in his statement as to why his officer died said, well, he brought it on himself. He contracted the virus and died as a result because he was a homosexual who attended homosexual events.
Dumbass.
And Bennett's fiance, well, apparently he actually was gay, but because his fiance, Jonathan Frey, says Engel's alleged comments are false, hateful, and defamatory. So while he did say he was gay, I don't think that that's why he caught coronavirus. I don't believe COVID is a...
Is it a gay thing?
No, I don't think so. Hmm. So, and that is the dumbass report.
Oh, boy.
A lot of stupid people out there.
There are a lot of stupid people. All right. Well, not bad for a Monday. Yeah, I think we kept it pretty light for the most part.
Yeah.
Which has been, you know, it's kind of been the goal the last week or so, to have some fun and try to take people's minds off of the COVID. And, you know, I feel like we brought some positivity today.
There you go.
Aaron, you did a good job, sir. Pat yourself on the back. But don't let anybody else do it because, you know, social distancing,
COVID.
Right? Yeah. Hoffman, great job, as sure. always. I feel like a very good performance for a Monday across the board.
I do my best.
I mean, I sucked, but what'd you expect? I'm the weak link here. We'll do it again tomorrow, which... Well, it's a Tuesday. It's technically our Wednesday, so maybe we can avoid the Tuesday text thing since, you know, it's day three. All right, that'll do it. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches. Someone take me far from here.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.